T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right, because we have folks who have joined us and may not have been with us through the years, a long-term relationship with you that was started with the late Fred Hansberger, and we have enjoyed continuing it. Ray dates back in radio lore in England to the days of pirate radio and Radio Caroline and broadcasting rock radio from the ship off the coast when the British government didn't like it. So he's got a long history and a real sense of what goes on across the pond. And so we like to tap in occasionally to see a gauge of the mood, if you will, in London.
Well, you're always welcome, guys. And as technology changes, you're speaking to me as I'm almost in a field out in the middle of nowhere in the countryside 50 miles east of London. But we finally got a signal and we've connected the UK with Pittsburgh. So things are on the up here.
And so the announcement is made that the President of the United States, Donald Trump, will be coming to London. What's the reaction there?
Well, a state visit, and it's been threatened, I don't know if that's the right word, for 2 or 3 years since he became president or president-elect, but it's going to be the 3rd of June through until the 5th of June. He'll be staying with Her Majesty the Queen, so no nipping off to his golf course up in Scotland. He will be with the Queen, and the Queen will keep an eye on him, I'm sure. How it's going to be received, I'm really not sure, because at the moment, we've got an awful lot of protest about climate change. And if you think that the UK and Europe seem to be on the case with climate change, yes, of course, we could always do more, but at least we accept it's happening. Now, you can see where I'm going here, because last count, I don't think your man did acknowledge that it was happening. In fact, he accepts anything else, but he's not accepting the fact that the world is getting warmer. So quite how that'll go down, I'm not too sure.
Overall, what is the perception of Donald Trump in your country?
It varies between the right man for the job, an idiot, or a genius. But then that could perhaps describe all of us, couldn't it?
Well, you got a point
and,
there.
And your country has had your share of consternation with your current top-level executives.
Well, yes, exactly. I mean, we might not even have a government by the time that he turns up with Brexit. The country voted just about to leave Europe. But it would seem that I'm not sure whether we're going to leave in my lifetime or not. And Prime Minister May battling with her plans and her party saying, no, you're going the wrong way. So I think we've given up with them, to be honest. And, you know, we've all taken a holiday from politics. So just because we were getting a little bit bored with it, somebody somewhere has decided, oh, we'll liven it up a bit. We'll throw in the American president. So yes, I guess that might liven things up a little bit.
All right.
We're not as close to the presidential matters as perhaps we would have been with Obama, perhaps with the Bushes, perhaps with Clinton. We look at this guy and we're not really sure what to believe from what we're being told. And then we're thinking, well, surely if the reports are right, and you know, Mr. Trump might be right, this is fake news, if what we read is right, then surely Americans are smart enough not to have this man. But then you give him the benefit of the doubt and think, well, no, they are smart people. They must have known what they were doing, some of them at least, when they voted in him.
All right, now the other big topic, of course, everybody's watching for the baby bump to become a birth. How soon's Meghan going to give birth?
Oh, gosh, it was supposed to be April. Well, here we are almost into May, and we've not heard anything yet. But that's the way they want it. Very unusually, the royal baby isn't going to be announced on a handwritten note on the gatepost of Buckingham Palace. They're saying they want a little bit of privacy before the official announcement of the baby's birth. Now, quite how they're going to do that, I don't know, because as soon as Meghan makes a move towards the hospital, the world's press is going to know. So how they keep that quiet, I'm not sure. Perhaps a bit like Julian Assange, they keep him in a... Perhaps they'll move to a foreign embassy and wait there for 2 or 3 months before they make the announcement. So I'm not really sure how they're going to keep that one quiet. But as far as I'm aware, and as far as my wife is aware, who is a bit of a baby watcher, there is no baby yet.
Well, we could all use a little more privacy.
Yes, we could. We could.
And we'll leave you alone.
President Trump will get it with the Queen. I'm not sure. I don't think the Queen will be knocking on his room to bring him breakfast, but we'll see what happens here.
Well, we've always said, Ray, you are outstanding in your field, and now literally we can say that you're outstanding in a field. Thank you for your time this morning.
Always welcome, guys. Always welcome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.